It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Victoria Cox.
Hi friends, it's Victoria. With the start of the new year and Troy's long-awaited arrival, it feels like we're settling in at last. The holidays were wonderful, but I'm happy and relieved to begin creating and practicing new routines and to dig into the work of planning for the upcoming season. From my perspective in the cozy upstairs office, looking out across the frozen pond, it seems easy to mark down on paper exactly what's going to happen once spring arrives. Still, I've worked enough field seasons to recognize this part of the cycle for what it is, the slow, ticking climb of a tiny cart up the first hill of a roller coaster. When it happens, when we're in the middle of it, we won't have the benefit of dark evenings full of long conversations to decide our next steps. We'll need an action plan that we can run with. Lucky for us, we have maps. When Troy and I worked as field scientists with the NEON project, our daily routine was informed by data sheets, plot maps, and novel length protocols, each designed with the critical function of reliability and repeatability. Since they were part of a nationwide research effort, these documents described methods of data collection that would have to function the same way in desert scrub, forest, and prairie. They had a team of hundreds of scientists dedicated to this interpretive process, and ended up with appendices nearly as long as the protocols themselves, declaring what to do when the standard method becomes impossible to execute. Turn to section 4B if your research area is underwater. If a bear is resting in your collection trap, consult chart 7.12. No matter the effort that goes into accounting for these discrepancies, I know how much gets elided in the translation from reality to paper. Still, this simplification is precisely what makes a map function. There's a very short story by Jorge Luis Borges called On Exactitude in Science, about rogue cartographers who create a map so detailed that it recreates the terrain point for point. This impossible perfect map is just the thing itself repeated, and thus is useless for navigation. This is the challenge that keeps gnawing at me as I try to plan for next season. What information can be simplified in our projections? What can be estimated? How close are my guesses going to be? Fortunately, this condition, known as analysis paralysis, has a known treatment: meeting the clear, obvious, and constant demands of our animal friends. Before I can dedicate too much time to cycling through predictions about the future, I need to make sure that they have food, water, warmth, and shelter. Nothing interrupts an existential crisis quite as effectively as facing a fully tangible crisis, like a lamb with her head stuck in a gate. Nothing pulls one back from the amorphous ideal back to reality as fully as a few hours spent mucking out the barn. So these are the two forces, equally compelling, that have occupied us this week, and likely every week for the rest of the year. Planning for the unguessable future, and attending to the insistent bleats of the present. At night, we're updating records, paging through books, and drawing field maps, with the goal of reducing the messy complexity of our actual garden into a functional schematic simulacrum of said garden. During the day, we move hay, an endless mountain of hay, from barn to compost pile to winter beds as mulch, and into all of our clothes and shoes and pockets. I opened my wallet at the gas station yesterday, and hay fell out. In a way, it's exactly what I find to be beautiful and challenging about farming in the first place. Beyond the fundamental cycle of seasons and physical demands, all we can make are predictions, and those could change at a moment's notice. The more flexible, resilient, and diversely planted we are, the better we'll be able to handle the challenges that arise, whatever they are. But in order to be prepared, we need both the hay and the chart. the dirt and the map, both grass and pictures of grass. Some things you can't see until you step back from them, and some you can only see from up close. This is why I'm so grateful to have the multiple perspectives and skills of our farm family, of Mark and Troy and Peter S. and my brother and everyone else who's invested their time and skills in this project. In trying to document the past and prepare for the future of Turkana Farms, I have to keep reminding myself that the goal of a map isn't to perfectly match what's out there. It's to translate what's there into something that can be seen, shared, and maybe repeated.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.